Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. We'll read verses 20 and 21. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. The title of our message is God of the Bible. He said that we know, the Apostle John says, that the Son of God is come. And this Son of God has given us an understanding. He has revealed the truth to us, the true God, that we may be in him and that we are in him. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ, that he is the true God and eternal life. And that it is important we know the true God, the God of the Bible. He says that they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. If we don't know whom our God is in clear and definite terms, he says, then we become idol worshippers. That's why he said, little children, keep yourselves from idols. How can we keep ourselves from idols? To know him, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Whom he sent to us. That we must know the Bible God, the God of the Bible, that he is the true God. Hear what this God said by the mouth of Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah chapter 45. Reading verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. He said we should look unto him, all the ends of the earth. And be saved, because there is none other God but me. I am the only God, saith the Almighty. In case anyone did not understand, he continued in verse 23, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. He says, I'm talking of my word. The word has gone out of my lips. That is whom he's saying that they must bow. Every knee shall bow to him, and every tongue shall confess that this word of God is the true God. He said, the word is gone out of my lips. Who, the invisible Almighty God, said this word of God in the Bible is our God. That we are looking unto him. That's why he says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He said who we should look unto who? To the words of God in the Bible. That he is God. That God, the whole world is looking for. He says, I am that God. The Holy Scriptures says, I am God. That the God of the Bible is the Word of God in the Bible. Spoke to them in the old times by the prophets. Using different means and symbolism. But he's saying these last days he's speaking to us by his Son, whom he has ordained, he has appointed to inherit all things, by whom he created this world, that by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, that God spoke and things happened, things came into existence. He says this word of God is God. Who said so? The Father. And that's why he says, I am God, there is none else. Unto me, every knee shall bow, that the whole world will bow to the Holy Bible, saith the infallible God, according to the scriptures. That's why the psalmist said this in Psalm 2, in verse 6 and 7. Yet shall I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Are you hearing? He says that he has set his Son to be the king, that he would discern and declare the decree, that this is what the Father decreed, that he is the king, he is our God we should worship. And then when we worship this God, then we are no more idol worshippers. We are worshiping him, for the Father seeketh for such to worship him. That God is a spirit. What does that mean? It means God is completely invisible. And that word, that God that is invisible is the word, the invisible word. Spoke every word in the Bible. He says this word in the Bible is his Son. He gave birth to every scriptures in the Bible, that he has set him to be the king, to be whom we should bow to. As we cannot see God, the invisible God, he said what we wish to do to the invisible God, we should do it to his Son. That he had declared the decree, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And that's why he says in John chapter 5, see what John records for us, picking up what Jesus said himself. John chapter 5, reading from verse 18. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only hath broken the Sabbath, but he said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Are you hearing? He said he has given everything to the Son, that we should come to the Son. That's why he said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I well please, hear you him. He wanted us to listen to the Son. Look at it in verse 23. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which has sent him. He said, when we honor the Bible as the Son of God, we are honoring God. And that if we don't do so, we are not honoring God. That the only way we can come to the Father is only by Jesus Christ. It's only by the Word of God in the Holy Bible. This is the only medium. That's why it says there is one God and one mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. Who is that man? The man of the Word. He's a spiritual man. He's the man of the Word that came from the Father, that proceeded from the mouth of God. He is not natural, he is spiritual. And he's saying to us that this is our God, that the word has gone out of his lips. It will not return back void to him. That unto me, he said, everyone shall bow. that they shall bow to Jesus. He said, wherefore, God has highly exalted the Bible and gave him a name, that the name of Jesus Christ, that is his name, the name of the Word of God, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess, both in heaven and on earth and beneath, that all creation will bow to his word. There is only one Lord. There is only one Bible given to us. He said there's no other name under this heaven where we can be saved except this name of Jesus. And that at his name every knee should bow. That we have come to our God. That's what he's saying to us. That he is that God. He is that spirit. See what 2 Corinthians says. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And hear what he says concerning this, our God, and what we should do unto him. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, reading from verse 17 of it. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He says, now the Word of God is that Spirit, that Holy Spirit that spoke, that moved men and they spoke and gave us the Scriptures. He says, this Word we are looking at is that Spirit, and that Spirit of liberty. In verse 18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He says when we are looking at this Holy Bible, we are seeing that God who said that unto him shall every knee bow to. We are looking at the true God. That this Word of God is that God, that true God, that we all, in whatever nation we are, in whatever language we're speaking, in any location we are on this world, we look unto this one holy Bible. But whether you are a male or female, boy or girl, young or old, whoever you are, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, he said, we all with open face, with open mind, with open understanding, we look unto Jesus. We look unto the Holy Bible, one word God has given to us. He says that by one Spirit are we all baptized into this one body. What body? The body of the Holy Bible. That he baptizes us, he brings us into this house so that we will know our God. Jesus says, I am that door. By me, if anyone enter in, where are we supposed to enter? Enter this Word of God. He said, if you abide in me, and this Bible abide in you as the Son of God, he said, you are free. That's why he said, where the Spirit is, what Spirit? The Spirit of the Bible in your heart, he said, there's liberty. Amen. We abide, our Spirit cries in our heart, Abba Father, his Spirit bearing witness with our spirit, that we belong to him. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, of the Word of God that abided forever. That we are born again unto God. How? We are seeing God again. Amen. By who? By Jesus Christ. As he told Nicodemus, that except a man be born again, that we are born unto God again. That is the birth. He said, when we keep looking unto him in the mirror, in this glass of the Scripture, he changes us. He is a supernatural operation. As you keep looking to this Bible, you are seeing your God. You are seeing that God that can never be removed. That God that abided forever. He said, you come alive unto the Bible. The Bible come alive unto you. And then you know. That's why he said, when you know him, you will be strong. And do exploit. What exploit? You will tell others to come. And say, see, we have seen our God. We have seen he whom Moses wrote of. We have seen he whom Isaiah spoke of. We have seen this God. You have seen the Messiah, he told the woman of Samaria. He said, when you see me, Jesus says, you have seen my Father that sent me. And when you believe in me, you are believing that God has sent me. There's not another God. That God has manifested himself in the Bible. He has put his own life in his Bible. That's why he's saying in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. And so when we come to him, we come to God. That's why he says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him. What life? The life of God. This life of God. He said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. That I spoke this word, they are eternal, everlasting, can never fail. They abide forever. And that word is in the Bible. He said, look unto him very well. And see, John says that he had come. He was made flesh in this world. He was born of a virgin to give us understanding that we may know him that is true and that we are in him. For he said that in that day he will bring us to where he is, so that where he is, we will be there also. We didn't know before that he was that place. And so he brought us into that place by himself when he resurrected. He brought us to these scriptures. See what he said concerning the scripture in John chapter 12. The God of the Bible is the Bible himself that is speaking to us, which he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It abides forever. John chapter 12, reading from verse 44. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. He won't be in the dark anymore. He will see God. That's why I came. He came to give us understanding, to remove the veils in our eyes. That behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin, the blindness from our heart. In verse 47, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. That he was talking of his word. That the word of God sent him. He came to draw our mind, to turn our heart to the Holy Bible. To know him. That it is the word that was made flesh. And that there is one that judges. He says that Father has committed all judgment to the Son. And who is the Son? He said, the word that I speak. Where is that word? In the Bible. Anyone that rejects me and rejects my word, that he that rejects the word of God had rejected God. He that rejects the Son rejects the Father. Who is the Son? The manifested word of God. The word that was made flesh to teach us the truth. That he is that Son of the invisible God. That's why he said in John chapter 8, in verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said you will know the truth. The truth will make you free. And this truth, in verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Are you hearing? That the truth is the Son of God. Who is the Son of God? He said the words. That if you continue in my words, in the Holy Bible, then you are the disciples of him indeed. Then you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. His servant, James, said, if you continue in this perfect law of liberty, if you keep looking unto this perfect law of liberty and don't walk away, he said, you are not a forgetful hearer. You are a doer of what God commanded. So he commanded us that we should look unto his word. He said, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. Who said so? The word of God. He said, we should look again. We should pay attention. We are looking at God. That he is that God. That whosoever cometh to him must believe. That the Holy Scriptures is the true God. Not another. He said, I don't know of any other. That we have come to this living stone. This living God. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. And precious. That he said, I lay for a foundation in Zion a stone. A precious cornerstone. He that trusts in this stone of God will not make haste. Wouldn't be hurried. For he has spoken. He said, they that know God, you don't be in a hurry. Knowing fully well that he is God. There is not another God. There may be many gods out there. He says, I don't know of any other. I know I am God. Who says so? The word of God says, I am the true God. And so anyone can say whatever I want to say. He's telling us that the God of the Holy Bible is the true God. And that this Bible is our God. The only God. Not another. He is he that is and was and is to come. That's what the scripture says to us. Jesus the same yesterday. The same today. The same forevermore. The word of God the same yesterday. He said in the beginning was the word. The same word today. The same word for everlasting. He has no end. He has no beginning. He has no end. His priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. No beginning of days. No end of days. His kingship has no end. He is a king forever. Amen. King eternal. King immortal. King invisible. That king wants to enter our heart. So how will he enter our heart? When we turn to him, then he will remove the idols in our heart. We will know him. That this is our God. Then when we keep looking unto him, he says we are changed by his spirit. That he is that day dawn and the day star. That this word of God, this sure word of prophecy, God confirming to them apostle Peter said. He confirming in the mountain to us and said, this is my son. He says that this day dawn and the day star. Do you know that Jesus is the day break? The day lights. He said he shines more and more in our heart. Who? This Bible. He said will be shining more and more. More and more. You know more of him. That he is that true God. And then he gathers our mind to where he is. He said anyone that served me, where I am, there he will be. That he, God wants us to be in this house. That if it was not so, he would have told us. That in my father's house are many mansions. That I am the house of God. That I am that dwelling place of God, that the Father dwells in this Bible from the beginning to the end. This is his house. This is his boundary. No more, no less. That it is this word that is the author and the finisher of our faith. That when they say, look unto God, look unto the Bible. There's not another coming. He says that if you receive him, then this book of the living will enter you. And then your names are written in that book of life. Because he is that living. He said when he enters you as your languages entered you. Then your name is written in this book of life. Because he is the living book. That can never fade. Forever. The Bible can never be removed. For God himself has manifested himself in the Bible. He is everlasting. That unto me. The whole universe, the whole world will bow to. Let's rejoice over him. He says that that person that finds the hidden treasure in this word, rejoice over the revelation of the Bible. For he says that he's going to send the Holy Ghost from heaven to give us understanding. That when the Spirit comes, he will testify of him. He will not speak of any other. That all that the Father has are mine. Jesus says, everything God has is in this Bible. But he said, we need his Spirit. That when the Spirit of the Bible come upon us, then we'll be seeing him. Because he will be teaching us this word in a new and living way. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.